Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and narration which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this hadith is about foregoing alcohol and abandoning alcohol, shunning alcohol, which is one of the consumption of alcohol, you know, is one of the grave sins. God protect us all from it. This is, in this hadith, God, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alludes to why we should refrain from it. And this is interesting. The Prophet says that even if somebody forgoes alcohol, not for the sake of God, but for some other reason, let's say that, for example, he marries a woman, and that woman, she doesn't want her husband to drink alcohol, and he loves his wife, and you know, out of respect for his wife, you know, he forgoes alcohol. Or let's say that, you know, let's say he was, you know, had the habit of consuming alcohol, but he got married, he had kids, and he feels shameful in front of his kids from consuming alcohol or intoxicants, and he forgoes them for this reason, not necessarily because God says so. It happens a lot. The Prophet says, even if somebody does this, he forgoes this sin, not for God's sake, but for the sake of a person or for somebody else, for some other reason, even then God Almighty will reward him in paradise. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever abandons alcohol for other than the sake of Allah, Allah will quench his thirst in paradise with sealed wine. Actually, the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was present in the proximity of the Prophet when the Prophet mentioned this and uttered this statement, and the Imam was astonished at this, because, you know, as a general rule, we know that, you know, if somebody, or we assume that if somebody does a good deed but not for the sake of God, he won't be rewarded for it. You know, all of our actions are conditioned, the reward for those actions are conditioned with the intention of performing them for the sake of gaining proximity to God. But here, the Prophet said something different. So the Prophet said, the Imam asked, is this really true? How could it, the Imam exclaimed, for other than Allah? Will he be rewarded if he does this for somebody other than Allah? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, yes, by Allah, for his own protection and well-being. So perhaps it refers to the fact that, you know, if this person does this for the protection of his own well-being and his own, you know, safety and health, you know, then he will be rewarded for it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the abandoning of alcohol and its rewards, even if it is performed not for the sake of God, rather for the sake of one's own protection and well-being. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد